You had not a single living person.
The name of the game is deceased or living, and I'm, you know, it's 50-50, Adam, anyway. But you know what? Let me just tally up your score here really quick. Adam, you got one. That's the game.
I want to say, Auntie Scott says in the chat room that this is so fucking sad.
I was trying to end the show there, Adam.
First of all, I'm going to say, how dare you for saying this is sad? Second of all, just because I'm not an old enough person to know all these people from back in the day.
Adam, that's not why you said. That's not why he's saying.
People are old, and so you know all these people. Adam, your complex about your age on me.
I do a lot of research on these names. I'm making sure that I'm choosing names that I don't think you'll know. It's to expand your horizons, Adam. I'm purposely choosing names that I don't think you'll know.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Auntie Scott, how dare you?
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3679 of the BFO for right the 11th of March. 2022, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and Big Fatty, it's sad around here. Heavy hearters, Big Fatty, I see the tear coming from the side of your eye, coming down your face somebody had a tear coming down the side of their face, I don't remember, but y'all, it is a sad weekend, a very sad weekend, because y'all, when you go to bed Saturday night, you'll have to move your clocks forward as we switch our annual juggling act, where we switch from standard time to daylight saving time. Not savings, saving. So y'all, just remember, keep us old people in your thoughts. Especially the old gal and I think that we may disagree about many things, but we do agree about the vileness of the daylight saving time. Big Fatty, and for it to happen on her first day of her cruise of a lifetime. Big Fatty, by the way, you know she always recodes those, sir, where are you? And y'all, I don't think she's ever been on this ship. Myron might not know where they are. So anyway, y'all, remember to set your clocks forward. Oh, by the way, the old gal's leaving on a cruise of a lifetime on Sunday. Big Fatty. But y'all, set your clocks forward and keep Big Fatty and the old gal in your thoughts as they endure sadness for the next few months.
Trademark Vera Charles.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all this weekend. We have not one, not two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all the first with three of them today. Y'all the first. Haven't heard from this person in a long time, but I believe she's called in to the little show. Don't even know if she's still listening, but y'all, she enjoys a good horror event from what I remember. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Christina in the Kansas. Big Betty, we love Christina in the Kansas. Where's she from? I don't know. Y'all, speaking of loving the horror, y'all is one of the co-hosts of the Pod Cubs, and y'all met him several times at Pride 48 events. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Daddy Dave. Daddy, we love Daddy Dave. It's true. And y'all, y'all, our last celebration today. Y'all, long time listener, not sure if he's still out there listening or not. Probably just lurking nowadays. Y'all met him at the Pride 48 out there in Las Wages 1 year. Y'all, it's kind of a wallflower, just sitting back in awe of. Look, it's Big Betty. Big Betty, you're crazy. It's true. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Willie So Silly. Big Betty, we love Willie So Silly. It's true. And y'all, then on Saturday, just saw he posted on the Twitty that he's a pilot, and he's down there near Rat World, from what I understand. But y'all may have to go start flying the airplanes for the Space Force or whatever. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Jay in Orlando. Big Betty, we love Jay in Orlando. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Christina in the Kansas, or Daddy Dave, or Willie So Silly, or Jay in Orlando, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Betty, I hope they get a big old piece of cake.
Happy, happy birthday to you.
Music on a Friday. It's true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, I'm trying to think. The Nip stopped by for a little bit, and y'all, I was watching TV and was checking out the dating apps, and this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah! Oh, I know. Yes. Yes, squeaky gentleman. Yeah, okay. Okay. Yes, I know. Yes. Oh, okay. Okay. I had this little 24-year-old that kept checking out Big Fatty's profile on the Grin Doctor. Big Fatty probably looking for a new recommendation for a dental hygienist. Well, of course, what else would they be looking for? But so I finally sent him a little message back saying, I noticed you've checked out my dental recommendation profile, and as I said, I'm very interested in assisting you with that. If you are, he says, yes. And y'all, it's a cute Latino Mexican lad. y'all, like I say, 24, nice looking, and y'all, he came over, and needless to say, let's just say Big Fatty's like, he's like a farmer, he's a grower, yes, very much like a farmer, and y'all, he wasn't here very long, but let me just tell you, we did a lot in a very short amount of time, and y'all, I think we both found it just lovely. And y'all, after he left, y'all, I'm sitting here watching the TV machine and all, and all of a sudden there's a knock. There's a knock at my back door. Big Fatty, I thought you said the gentleman caller came by already. No, not the back door to the villa. Oh, never mind. Y'all, it was young Nicholas. Young Nicholas stopped by, and y'all, we caught up a little bit, and y'all, we enjoyed a cup of hot tea together. Oh, Big Fatty, ladies of a certain age enjoy a cup of hot tea together. It's true. And so we visited for a little while, and then he was off. He was off, and Big Fatty, y'all, did you watch it? Did you watch it last night? Yeah, I see y'all, it was the 2-hour premiere of season 42 of The Survivor, and y'all, it was really quite good. Y'all, a little bit of controversy on the first episode, but y'all, I won't spoil it, y'all, evidently we're not going to be doing Survivors Ready because old Crooked Hat didn't reach out to anyone and say, oh, do anybody want to do Survivors Ready? But y'all, I think everybody's ready just to take a break from that, but not from watching The Survivor. And y'all, it looks like it's going to be a good season. These folks never saw the last season, so they don't know all the big changes. Big Fatty. So after that was over, y'all climbed into the chamber, and y'all was supposed to get rain overnight, and you could hear it pitter-patting out there. Y'all, I'm happy to report that Ruby Red is once again red. Y'all, we hadn't gotten the heavy rain that I thought we were going to get, but that may be coming later tonight for right day night. And y'all, then it's going to go down like to 27 on Saturday night. Oh, Big Fatty, it's a cold snap to welcome the daylight saving time. It's true. Anyway, y'all got up on Thursday morning, and y'all, I had to break my nipple walk up into two parts because it was starting to spit on me after I'd done about 30 minutes of the nipple walk. And so y'all, I came back, and by the way, I had my cheese toast and my coffee. Read the paper. Miss Gail King is off. I don't know what she's doing, but but y'all, I was doing the Sudoku and I got stuck, and I just said, okay, I'm just gonna put it aside and I'll come back to it. Well, I did, and but y'all, while overnight I had made my coon beef and cabbage, and y'all, I decided that I was going to make my famous leprechaun stew. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's basically cabbage soup. It's got the onions, and it's got cabbage, and it's got potatoes, and it's got carrots, and it's got more cabbage. And I took that corned beef and I cubed it up and put it in there, and poured in a container of chicken broth. And y'all, it's quite good. Big Fatty, what makes it leprechaun stew? Well, that's the secret. That's the secret. Y'all, normally this would be a corned beef stew, but y'all, in honor of the upcoming St. Patrick's Day, y'all, to make it leprechaun stew, you just take a big ol' 2 scoops, actually. 2 scoops of the Lucky Charms, and just stir that in there. And y'all, those marshmallows and all, y'all, Big Fatty, you're pulling our leg. It's true. Kind of like I was pulling that, never mind, a gentleman called Big Fatty Vulgar. Then I went back out and finished my nipple walk, and I had told the nip that I needed to go to the Lowell's. And so after I got my shirt and all this, I don't know, it was a little after 1 o'clock, we went to the Lowell's. And y'all, my brother and sister-in-law are coming next weekend, and they had given me a wooden porch swing, and they had sent me instructions on what to buy as far as the chains and connections and all that kind of thing. So I went to the Lowell's and did all that. And y'all, they told me I needed to get primer to paint the swing with, so that it would soak in rather than the good paint soaking in. So I got primer and some paint brushes. And y'all came back home, and I've been piddling with my Big Fatty. We don't need to hear what you've been piddling with. Oh, y'all, I made, Granny. Granny is providing the Italian Mussolini pizza pie for Friday at Fatty's tonight. And y'all, I said, you know, I think I'll make a little of the pasta salad. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, there's never enough carbs in pizza pie. So I made up some pasta salad, with, and y'all, I cut up some pepperoni in it, and cut up some of that smoked Gouda cheese, and put that in there, so we'll have that. And then the nip stopped back by, and, you know, he had to go smell the pot of soup, leprechaun stew. And, you know, he always has a scowl on his face, but he says, well, that smells pretty good. So, y'all, I sent him home with some, and I'm sure he'll say it's vile. But anyway, that's where that is. And, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, no, Big Fatty, you forgot. Y'all, I talked to Dr. Stone. Talked to Dr. Stone on Hump Day Night. And y'all, more about that later. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear, Gussie, y'all, we'll say one thing that Dr. Stone revealed. Y'all, he says he went and filled up the lemon mobile, and $5.28 a gallon, Fatty. So there's that. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Don't forget to set those clocks forward, Big Fatty. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the mix, and you know, Adam, the old gal's going on her cruise of a lifetime on Sunday. Any words for her?
Auntie Scott, how dare you?
Oh, you're just jealous that she's going on hers before you get to go on both of yours, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.